From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, of course now a resident of Florida, announced leadership teams for four states today: Arkansas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. We'll see what it means for a fledgling campaign in a crowded GOP field. Greg Shufelt, a political scientist at UALR, joins me in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Huckabee is floundering in Iowa. New Hampshire appears to be an even bigger long shot. What does this announcement of leadership teams, particularly in four southern states, signal? Huckabee has sold this as part of building a southern firewall.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty clear that Governor Huckabee is really following the only strategy that's left at his disposal. In a race with this many candidates on, he has to play to his strengths. And that is support among white evangelical voters and extreme conservative voters. And those voters are a dime a dozen in the South. So that makes sense to target those states.
Can you talk a little bit about the scheduling of this SEC primary? Arkansas just recently became a participant in it.
Yeah. So when Governor Huckabee ran in the past, he was able to pull a mild upset in Iowa. And Iowa historically is a state where evangelical or conservative candidates can do well, going from Pat Robertson to Rick Santorum in 2012. But with this many candidates and this many candidates trying to claim the conservative mantle, he's really been kind of squeezed out in the polls, somewhere in between 8th and 10th. And other states are trying to get some of this attention, and so more and more states move their primaries or their caucuses up early, a process called front-loading. And as a result, we have states after Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada, we have a series of states that have moved their primaries up earlier to try to have some sort of say. And Super Tuesday is really kind of the last big day where on the Republican side, the number of delegates gets awarded proportionally. So even if Governor Huckabee doesn't win a state, if he puts in a good showing, it still provides him with an incentive to keep going. But after Super Tuesday, Republican states will move to a winner-take-all strategy.
On first glance, Huckabee did round up a pretty impressive list of Arkansans for the organization. The governor, every constitutional officer but one, three of the four U.S. House representatives, and Senator John Bozeman. Noticeably absent, though, was Senator Tom Cotton and virtually all of the leadership in the state House and the state Senate. How's Huckabee faring in Arkansas? There hasn't been too much polling, but it hasn't necessarily been good for him.
This is a fairly impressive list, and in part it shows the discipline of the Republican Party here in the state and the unity that you see within the state. So to be able to have a list of these many elected officials, it's a good sign. If he wasn't able to get this, you'd really be worried for the governor's campaign. That being said, from the perspective of these elected officials, it's really a low-cost decision to support the governor right now. Should he falter and he drop out of the race, then they're free to support other candidates, and maybe candidates of their initial choosing. But right now, it's easy to be the good Republican soldier or the kind of loyal Arkansas voter and support the governor at this stage of the campaign.
And Huckabee's also been important in many of their careers, I imagine, as well, since the Republican Party has just now ascended to the majority.
Yes, and Governor Huckabee, and we see this specifically with Leslie Rutledge, who has a prominent role in his campaign and has in the past as well. But this is a real opportunity for Governor Huckabee to call in some of those IOUs.
And I'll just add that one of the last polls I saw for Arkansas, at least, was from the Log Cabin Democrat. And they showed Trump edging out Huckabee.
The Trump factor is kind of a real challenge for Governor Huckabee in that he's kind of boxed in. Most polls, whether they're national polls or polls looking at states like Iowa or states where he might conceivably do well, about 60% of the vote is going towards outsider candidates right now, whether that's Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, or arguably Ted Cruz, who is also against probably.
Including a lot of Huckabee's base evangelicals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so a lot of these people might have conceivably been Huckabee supporters, but right now they're supporting others.
And the three other states in Huckabee's leadership team announcement today, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, the roster is certainly not as deep as the Arkansas list, but still the support of at least one U.S. House member from each state and Georgia's governor. Is there any indicator of anything about Huckabee's organization in those states, particularly because they might be relatively overlooked at this point?
That's really in the eye of the beholder. Some of these people on this list will do nothing more than agree to attach their names. What's really going to make an impact is come primary time if these elected officials, specifically the governors or senators or members of Congress, lend their campaign organization to assist the governor. That would be what makes a difference. But otherwise, this is a very impressive list. But if it doesn't translate into action, it doesn't translate into checks or list of supporters, it's kind of an empty gesture.
when we're talking about a lot of voters supporting anti-establishment candidates, he's touting a list of established politicians.
Yeah, and that is another example why Governor Huckabee is really boxed in that he can't make the kind of establishment Republican appeal because he so clearly has run as an outsider in the past. And so to the extent that elite endorsements do signal who the party wants to win, Governor Huckabee, while this is an impressive list, really falters behind others, most notably Jeb Bush.
Greg Shufelt, a political scientist at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. It's September. Looks like Huckabee's staying in at least through early March. Thanks for being here. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great.